give a little rotation?
I mean, where should we start? I mean, I think we should start with why. Why are we doing this? I think looking around this room is a little bit of an indicator. But because, and what I mean is, like, you know, I personally have been doing Scooby-Doo stuff since 2008. And this is an opportunity to animate, let me start with this. This is an opportunity to animate Scooby and Shaggy and the gang and all these other Hanna-Barbera characters the way they should have been animated, the way they could have been animated. Like, no one's ever seen, and it's all coming in lighting with all the fur and all this stuff on it. No one's ever seen this, including me. You know, like, this has been just a great opportunity to make a big, big, fun movie and animate it in a way that's never, ever been done before. I could clearly and honestly say, this is the greatest Scooby-Doo animation that's ever been done. And it's shocking sometimes. It's shocking to me. It's shocking to all the people making it. And I think there's somehow part of the CG process. Like, you think you know what you're doing. You put it in this magic box, and it cooks for 12 million hours, and then it spits something out at you. And sometimes you're just like, what happened in there? Like, it is a magic process. So that answered. But the other thing, why, is because this movie can fill in blanks that have never really been filled in before. Like, how did Scooby and Shaggy meet? Where did they meet? We're mostly all here from California. They meet here. One of the things I loved about, one of the things where I grew up outside of Chicago, I learned a lot about LA from different things, right? But Scooby-Doo is one of them. I never knew, honestly, what a burrito was. I was 3 years old. I learned what a burrito was from Scooby-Doo. I remember going, what is a burrito? Because I know Shaggy likes them. And as a longtime LA resident now, like, they met here. I want LA to be represented. I want California to be represented. And it very much is. It kind of the way Spider-Verse was set in New York, this movie is clearly set in Los Angeles. But it's an origin. There's an origin story. We see how they met. We see how they met the gang. We see why this weird little group of mystery solvers formed to begin with. And then we go into a mystery that is more personal than one we've told before, because it involves them. It's one of, you know, the key to the mystery is one of the gang. I don't want to give away too much. but so, right? Biggest mystery. We go all over the world. We meet other Hanna-Barbera characters that we get to kind of reintroduce in a fun way. Mm-hmm. And if we keep making more of these movies, we'll do more of those characters. but fun, right? And try to, the movie also challenges these characters. I like to challenge the characters. I've been around Warner Brothers a long time. My favorite stuff is when you go, I know them, I feel like they're real people. That includes, like, the Hanna-Barbera characters, the Looney Tunes characters. You want to challenge them. You want to throw them in a situation and go, how do they get out of this? Like, I love Daffy Duck, because I can tell you how Daffy Duck would react in any room, in any situation, in anything you could put him in. But I feel the same way about Scooby and Shaggy. Their friendship is so strong that I think it's inspiring to people. I think it's one of the reasons we still watch the cartoon. So what do we do with that friendship? I want to see them meet, and I kind of want to challenge it, and I want to see where they come out at the end of the movie. So it's all cool stuff.
Can you talk about the process of just marrying the origin story with what I assume is kind of a larger mystery that is going to be kind of...
It is, they... well, it does launch... Really what the origin story does is about friendship, mm-hmm. right? And then how does that friendship get challenged in deeper, more interesting ways that we could all enjoy, that are universal? Because some of us, you know, I've had friends that we met when we were little kids in grade school, right? I still know people I met when I was 5 years old, and we're still friends. But not all of us are friends. Not everyone you met when you were 5 years old you are still friends with. So why do some friendships endure and why do some other people drift apart? And what is it about that? Because friendships, any relationships are challenged every day. How do they survive? So let's challenge Scooby and Shaggy, and then I think that's a powerful message to kids everywhere.
And, you get
and
that,
adults, like.
You get that challenge, too, both by the good guys and the bad guys, to answer your question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Born into it.
Right.
The good guys trying to defeat the bad guys, they're both sides of the challenge.
One pair, two pairs, three pairs, right? So how do you do something? What we used to say this. It's not really true, but it's a good thing to talk to you guys about. But which we were like, someone said, there are the three stages of a relationship. The honeymoon stage. The maintaining stage, and kind of the end stage.
Where you stay together, but people
right,
are
you
not
stay
so
together,
alive.
But you have not said a civil word in 25 years. But and they are all three relationships. They're all really strong relationships, and they are different and reflect on each other. And you know, this relation, this is the shadow relationship of this relationship, and this relationship grows and prospers. Because of the inspiration of this relationship. So, yeah, all that stuff, it's not an accident that we have three dogs and three dog and human pairs.